This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As voter integrity is on the line in America, the New York City Board of Elections apologized Tuesday after election errors were discovered in the Democrat mayoral primary. Somehow 135,000 test ballots were added to official election results. Terrorists are blending in with migrants entering Panama in an effort to get to the United States. That's according to Panama Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erica Muñiz. She says Panama's biometric identification measures have recognized and detained individuals linked to extremist groups attempting to pass through the country with migrants. The Pacific Northwest heat wave has been linked to dozens of deaths in Canada. Lytton reached 121 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday. It's the third consecutive day the British Columbia town had smashed the country's all-time high temperature record. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The World Health Organization is telling everyone to continue wearing masks. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible, but no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Buildings collapsing under their own weight in the United States very rarely happens. Since 2000, less than a handful have failed, leading to deaths due to our extensive laws and inspections during construction. The 22nd and Market building collapse in 2013 killed 6 in Philadelphia. The Miami-Dade College parking garage in 2012 killed 4. And in 2000, the Park Avenue apartment building collapse in Los Angeles killed 1. So what happened last week in Surfside, Florida? Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilsheimer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's hump day across the country. Yes, it is. It's a happy Wednesday. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us. He is the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, it is great to talk with you again. It was great to
always
talk last week in Dallas, by the way.
Well, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this guy's got the whole package. I mean, he's got good looks. He's tall. He's articulate. He's brilliant. Wow. I mean, you know, you're loaded here, buddy.
You read that just like I wrote it, Bill. That's excellent. I'm glad you could read my handwriting. I was a little worried about that. Should have typed it out. Might have made it easier. So,
well,
it was
well,
at least to be with you and be part of
it. No, it was really, really special to finally, after all these years, to meet up face to face. And NRV was good fun as always. It's always neat to be around people of the faith and, you know, sharing testimonies and getting to know people even more. Just a real, real special time. And, you know, Dallas Jenkins was definitely the buzz of the building with all the excitement over The Chosen, huh?
It really was. It was kind of a remarkable story, wasn't it? The degree to which
yes.
that's going to impact lives. Really just beyond what we can imagine right now. God is on his throne, and he's doing some great things these days.
Yeah, 1.6 million. You see, and all this is happening, and you and I touched on this a little bit. Again, seasons come, they go. Book Ecclesiastes reminds us that there's a season and a rhyme for everything, that God is in control, as you say. And the challenge that we have is to sync up with the season that God is in control of right now. And here we are. I mean, you sense that the demonic is going nuts because his days are starting to end and the lawlessness is running rampant. We've got people supposedly that know so much but yet know so little. We were told that that was going to happen. Also told that that which is evil would be called good. Good would be called evil. I mean, we're right smack dab in the middle of this, Dr. Dennison. What's going on here?
Absolutely are, aren't we? That's why we need to be like that tribe of Issachar that knew the times and therefore knew what Israel needed to do. That's why I appreciate your ministry so much, Bill, because the degree to which you and others that do this are really trying to help people understand what's going on, interpret it biblically, and respond practically. And I think it's all of that. It's speaking the truth in love. It's understanding the times and then knowing Jesus is on his throne and asking, how can I partner with him? How can he use me to make a difference? And The Chosen's one example of, I think, God answering that prayer.
Yeah, exactly. Can I share something with you that impacted me probably about the last week and a half as part of my study? And I was
yeah.
reading the book of Acts, and there was something that came upon me in a very fresh. I mean, I've read this so many times. And you know how it is. Sometimes you read and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit calls your attention. No, right now you need to be aware of this, relevant to the signs of the time, so to speak. In Acts 17, verse 30, it starts, "The times of ignorance God overlooked." So previously, you know, we were allowed to be ignorant. God knew that, and he just, you know, forbeared and allowed us to do that. However, it says, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed the day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man who he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Now, when God's word comes out like that, it's non-negotiable, isn't it? It's set. Go ahead.
It is said. Absolutely true. And what Paul said to them is recorded in Scripture for us. One of the things people often get wrong about the Bible, Bill, is every word was inspired by the Holy Spirit, not just for their sake, but for ours. Paul didn't need to write that down so we could remember it later. It wasn't as though he was just taking notes in a journal. That was inspired because it's just as relevant today as it was 20 centuries ago. And what Paul said to those philosophers, I've been there at Mars Hill. I've stood on the very spot. Mm-hmm. I've actually quoted Paul's sermon at that very spot. And what he said to them, God is preaching to us today, no question.
Yeah, exactly. So it's our responsibility to, as you say, the brothers Issachar, who were students of the seasons and times, to see these things that are happening and make the right choice and come into alignment and agreement with God's purposes as they are in heaven here on earth.
He's raising people up to do that all across the church these days. I'm seeing more pastors engaged in cultural issues than I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm 63. I've been involved in vocational ministry for more than 40 years, and I've not seen the degree to which pastors and denominational leaders and media figures such as yourself are really being raised up by the Lord to speak into this culture right now. I think it's part of why he called me out of full-time pastoring into a full-time ministry to do that very thing as well. That's the season. That's where we are, and God is on his march, and he's moving in it.
And in this season, it commands a designated amount of courage. And when I say that, it's like when the force of God is intentionally with you, it's for a specific purpose. It's not reckless. It's not pell-mell. Let's just not get, you know, all this crazy energy and speech and everything else. It's purposeful. It's intentional to a specific objective, and all with all with love is its purpose, isn't it? Because redemption is about love, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's the point at the end of the day. When I was in seminary, Bill, I had a professor say, beware the man who preached on hell as though he liked it, you know? We should preach on hell with a tear in our eyes. We're not better than anybody else. I'm just as broken as anybody else is. If we're talking about LGBTQ issues, I'm just as tempted heterosexually as somebody else might be homosexually, and that's all sin. At the end of the day, we're beggars helping beggars find bread, and humility is critical.
Wow. You know, that is rightly said. Jim, I want to transition, if we can here. Well, first of all, let's put a bow around The Chosen, because we've got a new episode coming out tonight. And by the way, I believe it's tonight. If you have not been exposed to The Chosen, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Check it out. The way this is being crowdfunded, the people who are participating in the funding of this, I mean, this is the biggest crowdfunding Jesus movie in the history of movie making. 1.6 million people have downloaded. In my conversation with Dallas and with the executive director, Daryl Eves, they're looking at $2 billion. I mean, I should say $1 billion by the end of the year is what they're projecting. Is this phenomenal, the reach that this has had? And because everybody's been paying it forward, you get to see it free. Just and share it with your family, with your friends. And Dallas Jenkins is such a blessing to the body of Christ. And as you mentioned, Jim, I mean, for some people, some theologians who, you know, maybe some of it might be a little bit of a stretch because there's storytelling about it. And some of this is interpretive, but I don't discern any kind of violation, any theological violation in the stories that he's telling.
Nor do I. And I'm so grateful that God is using it as he is. There's more than 50 language translations that are part of this project as well. I do think they're going to get to $2 billion ultimately as they're telling the story of Jesus through the eyes of those who experienced him personally so that we can experience him personally as well.
Well, and then right now they're crowdfunding for the third season, tonight will be another episode from season two. And so it's really exciting as to what's going on. So you can check it out. Check out The Chosen. Google it up. There are all kinds of different streaming opportunities in which you can be able to see it. Now, when we come back with Dr. Jim Dennison, we're going to talk about the latest on the building collapse in Miami, Florida, and three biblical ways to prepare for an uncertain future. So stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. A costly burglary at the Tide Ministry production studio in Zimbabwe turned into a great reminder of the power of Jesus Christ to work through his body. We are encouraged by friends and ministry partners who are stepping forward to help replace what was stolen so that our production of Ndebele language programming does continue. And while our studio was already enforced with security measures, we've been enabled to take even more steps to keep the equipment safe from further crimes. Despite the enemy's attempt to use thieves to hinder the Tide Ministry activities, the enemy does not have power over the body of Christ. We at the Tide Ministry praise God that He's in control and that He has provided us with partners to stand with us in every situation. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can be a part of a global initiative to help build God's kingdom and tell the world about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison. We were just talking about, our wives and how much we love and care for them. And, Jim, when people have talked to people and they say, I've been married all this time. And,
And I was talking to one lady, I don't know if I told you this, but she said she'd been married, you know, for 63 years. And I, oh, my goodness. I go, what's your secret? She goes, oh, Sonny, let me tell you. She goes, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
Such good wisdom. Such good wisdom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
I remember
also,
meeting an older couple years ago. They've been married 60 years. He said, we've been married. I think he said that. We've been married 7 good years, and out of 60, that's not bad, you know. So, but no, we're looking for good years, and when you overmarry, yeah, that's how it works.
Well, it is, and you know, we also visited with Pat Boone, and I don't know if I told you this, but he's got a movie coming up next year called The Mulligan. And it's a cute movie, and he's a spiritual kind of inspirational golf teacher in this movie. And, you know, and he was telling about Shirley, you know, he lost Shirley here a couple of years ago. And she's in heaven dancing on Streets of Gold, and he can't wait to join her. And he says, Bill, you know, we were married for 65 years. He says, this year will be 67. He says, you know, Shirley and I are still married.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, and you can just see it in his heart. And
you are.
It's just really, really, really precious time with him. So, you know, we love to celebrate, you know, marriages and this, you know, this institution that God has blessed us with. And the challenge is to maintain the blessing, right? And that's why we try to stay loved than to be right. We can cast being right aside.
Exactly right. Precisely true on so many levels.
Exactly. That's my goal. All right. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, and you and I touched on this at NRB because the news had just come out about the building collapse there at the condominium complex in Miami, Florida. And as we're finding out more and more information, I mean, it is absolutely heartbreaking. I think they've discovered now, I think 12 people is what they've discovered.
That's right. As of this morning, that's what I've heard.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so 149 more that are missing and presumed dead. They don't know yet. But, and just the rescuers, the courage of the rescuers, what they're going through right now. One fell through a 25-foot gap the other day. One of the rescuers did. Mm. And so it it's heartbreaking on every level.
Well, you have written on what happened here because it really opens the door. I mean, here's these people. They went to bed unsuspecting. They, you know, they're asleep in many cases when this collapse had occurred. And, you know, the Bible does give us a prescription, you know, for uncertain future, right?
It absolutely does. And the first thing to understand is we're all living in that building. We may not be living in Miami or in South Beach or in Surfside, but the building I'm living in is decaying every single day. The decay is accelerating. I can tell you in 63, that is definitely the case. But no matter your age, tomorrow's promised to no one. Jesus could come back today or I could go to him today. That's just the nature of life. And so the first thing the Bible wants you to know is that you need to be ready now for that to be the case. And then if your faith will be tested, Jesus said it would. So choose today to pay the price of your convictions before the bill comes due. Jesus called us to carry our cross daily, to be crucified with Christ, to live as a living sacrifice, to decide right now. You give him whatever he asks, whatever it takes, whatever the cost. And then when you need to do that, you've already decided that you will do that, and God will give you the ability to do that.
Amen. Because God has already put within our DNA, our wiring, so to speak, Jim, all this information that that will serve us in a way to serve him. I mean, that is there. This is why we're sometimes so easily set up in what's going on in the culture right now, because it's the big exchange. And I sent out a tweet the other day about this, is that, you know, here it is. The big exchange is God or this new cultural government, whether you want to call it communism, you know, Marxism or socialism, that's what it is. With God, you get life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. With socialism, you get, you know, death and destruction. And for decades, you know, there have been people, you know, dying at the expense of all these isms. And here we are processing and considering this new form of government that is absent of God with the empirical evidence that, you know, like I just read about earlier, is that the time for ignorance is, you know, it's gone, you know, and we cannot afford to be ignorant or even stubborn and stiff-necked in our own way, because there will be a dire price to pay.
Absolutely true. I believe biblical morality has never been as needed as it is right now. The darker the room, the more necessary the light. And that's the good news. Jesus says you are the light of the world, not you will be, not you could be, not if you go to seminary and learn Greek, not if you pastor a church. You, it's plural, it's all of us. If you follow Jesus, those listening to us right now, if you're following Christ, you are the, it's the definite article, the only light of the world. You've got the only flashlight in the room. The only question is, are you willing to shine it? Will you make the decision with the courage and the character and the integrity to be submitted to the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can shine through you? And then the good news is that the darker the room, the more obvious the light, the more powerful the light, the more people are drawn to the light if we're willing to be the light.
You know, to your point, there was a story I read that really just brought tears to my eyes. And this happened at a youth camp, Jim, where there was this one young boy. Obviously, he had some learning difficulty, maybe a bit autistic, and the kids made fun of him, you know, throughout the camp. They were merciless, and they just ridiculed this kid to no end. Well, came the final night, and people were giving their testimony, and he was really excited to go up, and he wanted to, you know, kept raising his hand to be called up, and the kids around, oh, what do you got to say? Don't say anything. You know, shut up and sit down and all this stuff. Finally, he's acknowledged and he walks up and, you know, the kids are, jeering him and, you know, what is this kid? What has he got to offer? And he comes up and in his halting voice, he just says, Jesus loves you and I do too.
Wow.
I'll tell you, Jim, there was not a dry eye amongst these kids. Like you said, it was the light of truth, very simply put, by this young man, used by God in such a powerful way that even to this day, these people, these kids that were affected and those that were there to supervise tell of this story and touched. And here it is. We're passing it on for those that have not heard this. Is that, as you say, God's light is in all of us, and it's up to us to be obedient because of what it is that we have to share, and that it's not about us. It's not about us as individuals. It is about them. It's especially those that need to come to the light that God has called.
And that's what we've gotten wrong, I'm afraid, so much in the culture. They think we want the right to be wrong. They think we're just appealing for religious liberty, for our personal opinions. No, we're wanting to give people the truth and the light because they need the light of God's love. Mm. If we understand the compassion behind our mandate and our commission, we'll speak the truth in love. And people will see God's love and our love, and that's what changes everything.
And he says, don't give up. I didn't give up. You know, I didn't give up on Peter. I didn't give up on Mary Magdalene. I didn't give up on, you know, and any one of us. I mean, we can look back on our lives and the timeline of our lives and say, gosh, you know, if I was God, I would have thrown me in the ash can. I would have walked away a long time ago. But God is there saying, hey, you know what? No matter what, Jim, no matter what, Bill, you know, the deal is still on between us. You know, I was there when I was putting you together in your mother's womb with a plan and purpose. And that's the way it's going to happen, you know. So we can thank God for that.
Absolutely.
Well, Jim Dennison, as always, an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. How can people connect with you and support the Dennison Forum?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. It's at DennisonForum.org, DennisonForum.org. They can get the daily article I write every morning based on that day's news and all the other content available for free on the website.
Well, let me tell you, that daily article is something you'll want to pick up every day because it will richly bless you and help you get your head on straight because, hey, look, we got some hours ahead of us, right, and road to travel, and God has a plan and purpose for us, and may we all live it out according to His plans.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.37%. 3.75% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As voter integrity is on the line in America, the New York City Board of Elections apologized Tuesday after election errors were discovered in the Democrat mayoral primary. Somehow 135,000 test ballots were added to official election results. Terrorists are blending in with migrants entering Panama in an effort to get to the United States. That's according to Panama Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erica Muniz. She says Panama's biometric identification measures have recognized and detained individuals linked to extremist groups attempting to pass through the country with migrants. The Pacific Northwest heat wave has been linked to dozens of deaths in Canada. Lytton reached 121 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday. It's the third consecutive day the British Columbia town had smashed the country's all-time high temperature record. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, enjoying a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, you ready for a camping adventure? You ready to go to new heights? Live from M Hill RV Resort in Nashville, Tennessee, one of our favorite areas. John Gray is joining us. He's back with us. But before we do bring John on, a little background here. You know, the popularity of camping has been growing steadily across the U.S. in the last several years. And after a major spike in 2020, in large part to the pandemic, it's showing no signs of slowing down. There's no better time than now to upgrade your camping experience when spending the summer in the great outdoors. While there are some things you can't always control, like the weather, you can make sure you're set up for comfort and relaxation while you're off the grid. A camping trip in a motorhome is the best way to get away and still have all the comforts at home. In fact, a survey just released by Wakefield shows 62% of campers prefer RV living to tent camping, and more than half of those campers said they felt better protected from natural elements like, you know, wild animals and the weather and all that. As I mentioned, John Gray is live from Elm Hill RV Resort in Nashville, and he joins us now. John, welcome back. Good to be talking to you again.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about where you are today there in Nashville.
So I'm today on Percy Priest Lake in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a, you know, kind of beautiful early summer day, crisp in the morning. It'll be warm but not hot in the afternoon. And we're in an RV spot just overlooking the lake. And, you know, we're here to promote the idea of, you know, RVs as an upgraded experience over tent camping. You know, we think tent camping is great. It makes getting outside accessible to large groups of people. But we also think that RVing is an upgraded experience over staying in a tent. It allows you to, you know, bring a private bathroom with you, bring a comfy bed, bring, an air conditioner and, you know, all those types of things. So we're just, you know, we're here to promote that idea.
Well, that's excellent. You know, I keep teasing you and suggesting that maybe we should bring the show out to one of your events so we could do the show live, you know, from an RV just to show, you know, the flexibility and what all can be done out of an RV.
Yes, I mean, you know, I'm doing the show out of an RV right now, and it's actually pretty remarkable. And as we've moved to, you know, you've seen a lot of companies move to more work from anywhere setups where people can, you know, kind of take a trip and then extend the trip by doing working on the road. And you can see a lot of that. RVs fit in with that nicely. And we see a lot more people kind of coming to RVing as part of something they're doing with their work in addition to what they're doing with their vacation.
Well, we're talking with John Gray, who serves as the CEO at RV Share, the world's largest RV rental marketplace. So, John, what trends are you seeing when it comes to camping this year?
So this year, one of the things we're seeing is a lot more return bookers than we've seen in the past. You know, coming into the pandemic, what really happened is, you know, a lot of people who wanted to travel wanted to do so in a way that gave them control over their trip. So they came to RVing. 80% of the people who rented from us last year were new to our platform, and they ended up having a great time. So what we saw was 93% of the reviews that we received last year were five-star reviews. So people were coming, and they had a great time. And so this year, 84% of people said that they are planning to come back and do it again. So we're planning to see a lot of returning bookers. And then we're also seeing people book longer trips this year. They're kind of getting back on the road to go to the Grand Canyon, to go to Yellowstone, places like that. Less trips that are closer to home, more longer ones.
Now, John, I mean, that number, 80% of first-time renters of an RV, that's incredible. What is that telling you?
It tells me that people didn't like being cooped up at home and they wanted to get out in a way that it was controlled. You know, it's funny because RVing has been a great way to travel for quite a long time. We've been, you know, a high growth business for a while because people have been learning about this way to travel. Last year, it's like we just kind of pressed fast forward on awareness and consideration in our industry and made it to where almost everybody you'd talk to was considering going on an RV trip when they kind of came back traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw, and I think that's what led it. And then, you know, we saw at the time, like as this was happening, we were very set in mind on making sure people had a great time such that they'd want to come back, because we know that RVing is incredible and it provides a set of amazing functional benefits. But when you think about those things cast in the light of the pandemic, they're even better benefits.
Well, John, help people understand that you know, what you have to offer there at RV Share, like you said, you're protecting the experience for them. So you're helping them plan. You're helping them with all the logistics, right?
Sure. So RV Share works very similarly to like a Vrbo or an Airbnb do for houses, only for RVs. So we take somebody who has an RV and wants to turn it into a second source of income and connect them with somebody who wants to go on an RV trip with a group or family usually. And when you book through RV Share, you get 24/7 customer service. You get 24/7 roadside assistance should you need it. And we connect you with our insurance partner who enables you to buy an insurance policy that'll cover your use of the RV, you know, while you have it. And all of those things make for a more positive experience in renting an RV. And, you know, we rent over 100,000 RVs through our platform, and we've booked over 2 million days through the platform. So, you know, we're a good company to, if you choose to rent an RV, to do it with.
Exactly. I mean, you've got the experience, you've got you know, all the RVs, so all the sizes that somebody could imagine and need for the size of the family or who all's going with them on that RV experience, right?
Yeah, and one thing I'd add on the fact that we have so many different models of RVs makes it to where if you're considering buying an RV, a lot of people will come rent from us to do a kind of extended test drive. They'll find the exact model that they're looking to buy and, you know, rent it out and take it for a week to see if they're going to like it as much as they think they are.
John Gray, what else should we consider when planning our summer camping trips?
you know, I think have a plan coming into it. Think about the type of RV you want to rent. Think about, you know, how many beds you're going to need, what amenities are important to you. Like, I know a lot of people in the summer want an outdoor kitchen so they can kind of, you know, cook their meal right next to where they're going to roast their s'mores. And, you know, so think about things like that. The other thing I'd say is think about the pace of the trip you want to have. Do you want to just kind of drive as quickly as you can to a campground and spend most of your time at that campground? Or do you want to kind of, you know, meander through the country and see what you see along the way and take your time and maybe rent campgrounds as you go along? Those are some important considerations when thinking about booking.
Now, John, when people go to your website, is there like a checklist to help you, you know, in planning to think about those particular elements?
We have all sorts of content on the website. Everything from what it's like to drive an RV to how to pick the perfect campground to, you know, some of the things you should do along the trip and what you should pack to take with you. So, yes, you can find all of that information on RVShare.com.
Well, this is awesome. So with this coming year, anything else that we should be on the lookout and consider this camping season?
Yeah, I think the big one is going to be, you know, camping's becoming more mainstream. So the ability to kind of work from anywhere is going to be more important in camping. You're going to see campgrounds get better Wi-Fi, campgrounds get better amenities to kind of welcome people who are coming to stay for longer and do work while they're camping.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see people take longer trips, and I think that'll the kind of American road trip and the idea that we'll be, you know, back in force this summer.
Well, this is incredible, and I love that, the American road trip, because as you say, I mean, people love the outdoors, they love adventure, this is a great opportunity, and it's exciting to see how this RV category, especially for you and others in your business, John, how this is growing and how this is appealing to people. Well, where can they go for more information as we wrap things up here, John?
You can find everything you'll need to know from, you know, all the content about RVing all through to actually booking an RV for this trip on our website at RVShare.com.
Well, John Gray serves as the CEO at RVShare, the world's largest RV rental marketplace, and we were able to pick him up live. He's there in Nashville having a good time, just fooling around like usual. That's just what CEOs do, right, John?
Not exactly. It's a bit more work than that. But
well, of course it is. You know I'm having fun. John Gray, thank you as always. I appreciate the time. Happy RVing to you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. My old friend Brad Dacus joins us, the founder and president of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, it was great to see you at NRB in Dallas, Texas last week for a few moments, and I'm glad we're able to get connected today because it's been a long time coming. And, you know, and I was thinking back, I don't know if you realize this, but you were one of the first guests that participated, came on the show when I was in Los Angeles at KBRITE. And, you know, we were able to talk about what PJI was doing on a near regular basis. And I've missed you, and it's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure. It was great seeing you again in Dallas.
Yeah, all these years. I mean, something like 10, 11 years ago, we first got together, and I said, wow, there's just something about Brad Dacus, man. We're joined at the hip here in pursuit of the truth no matter where it leads. And what you've done with the team has just been it's just been monumental. And you guys continue to work hard on behalf of religious freedom and those causes that, you know, promote the gospel and, you know, our liberties. And here we are on the brink of about ready to celebrate our 245th birthday of this great country of ours, Brad.
Yeah, it is a time to positively reflect as opposed to negatively reflect on our founding of as our nation and all that we have that so many of us take advantage of. Yet at the same time, you know, as you know, Bill, we have a lot of struggles, a lot of challenges to our freedoms and liberties today. And that's one reason why we at Pacific Justice Institute have now been blessed with offices coast to coast, 13 states, from Miami to Seattle, from Orange County, California to New York City, and places in between, to make sure that everyone gets representation when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, basic fundamental rights that are all too often challenged by other efforts and agendas.
Exactly. Well, it's still about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are God-given rights. And the powers that have risen their heads in this culture are such that they're antithetical to God. And that's really the big exchange that we have, whether you want to look at it from a legal perspective or a spiritual perspective. It is, by whose law are we going to live by? Are we going to live by God's law, or are we going to live by the people's law that want to see things according to their own eyes, right?
Yeah, and when our society fails to recognize that our rights come from God, that they're endowed, we're endowed by our Creator, to be a little plagiaristic here, but when we forget that, then our rights are no longer rights. They're but privileges granted by the state or whoever's in power. And that's why it is still valuable at this time of year for us to recognize what exactly our nation is about and why we came into existence and what was the foundation of our freedoms and liberties. Because that's a very important foundation. It means that it's something, these are rights and freedoms that can't be taken away by just activists or those who are in power or those who want to riot. It's very important as we preserve our freedoms.
Well, certainly this last year, I think, has been a grand teaching opportunity to your exact point, Brad, is that whether we're talking about riots in the streets of Seattle or Portland or Baltimore, the damage that has been done estimated to be in excess of $4 billion, all the job loss and everything in the industry that has been compromised. And certainly, let's talk about this pandemic that has, struck our nation and the world. These are all opportunities for us to, pause a moment and say, okay, what kind of America do we really want? And what is our responsibility? And to your point, our liberties being challenged and being compromised at the hands of government officials, these are God-given rights. They're not rights that are endowed to us by, whoever happens to be the president of the United States at the current time.
Yeah, a classic example of that is dealing with education. So many parents, I've already had concerns about the radical changes in public education, Bill, but since the pandemic, stats show that in the cities, at least, over 10% of the kids have left the public schools, and even more are expected to leave the public schools if they end up requiring and mandating all these children have to have a very controversial vaccine that many parents don't feel is appropriate. And, parents have a fundamental right over the education, the upbringing, and even the health care of their children. And when the government steps on that, I think we're going to see more and more people stand up against it and say, not on my watch. I'll have my child taught elsewhere, whether homeschooling, private schooling, or what we're pushing now, which are church homeschool co-ops, allowing parents and churches to work together collectively to provide a real alternative to public education.
Well, I believe that the public education administrators are going to rue the day because parents are now saying they're putting pressure. You're saying, look, at our tax money has been going to an educational system that ranks us 27th in the world. That's unacceptable. It's inefficient. I can do better by with a voucher, an educational voucher, and direct my child to a school that's more opportune and more effective. And this is, again, I think some of the takeaway that's taken place as a result of COVID is you've got parents rising up. I mean, look what's going on in local school board meetings. I mean, this is what we the people looks like. You've got the mother bears coming out in mass, putting pressure on local school boards and saying, whether it's CRT or some other indoctrination that is unacceptable, that is consistent with their family values, they want it out of there. And they're taking a stand, and they are changing the face of some of these local school boards, and they're taking over them. And they're taking over them by, voting them out.
Yeah, and when you have, radical blue states like California, New York, Illinois, where they're adopting this, very, very controversial and destructive in so many ways, this critical race theory, and let alone the new radical, sexuality curriculums that are coming in. We're going to see, more and more parents standing up to it and pulling their kids. But also we see teachers that are standing up to it as well. Who are standing up right against the teachers' union. We have two teachers. We have Pacific Justice Institute are defending in Oregon, Grand Pass School District, who on their own time, private speech, private website, didn't even say there were teachers at a school, but they communicated their concerns about some of these policies. And because they expressed that, they've now been put on leave pending termination. That's a very big brother. We have filed a lawsuit, a major lawsuit, to challenge this kind of big brother controls over what individuals can say to express their concerns and objections.
Well, Brad, I know PGAI is also involved with this Border Patrol locker room case. Explain that to our audience, if you would.
Yeah, this is a big case. It involves a woman who was in the woman's locker room, and a man just comes in while she's changing, and and other women are changing and showering. And he says, "Hey, I have a right to be here. I see myself as a woman." He's clearly a man. And, she complained. The Border Patrol says, "No, this is the new PC. This is what we have to do. He doesn't want to dress separately, so we have to let him in here where you guys are changing and naked and all." So we went ahead and represented her and filed an action and a major lawsuit. We're willing to take this all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. I think it's a great set of facts, because basically what the question is can the United States government require as a condition for employment that a woman be visually violated on a daily basis as a condition for employment to work for the United States of America? I think I know what our Supreme Court, this Supreme Court, will say, at least five or six of the justices, and it'll be a resounding no. And so we really want to shore up the protections of individuals' of fundamental privacies, not to have to be naked in front of the biologically opposite sex. And most of those who have dysphoria still are turned on by the opposite sex. People don't realize that. So it really compounds the whole issue of privacy all the more. And it's a very, very important case. And we have another case similar to it up in Seattle, Bill, where still with a Korean spa, and a man wants to go into the women's part of the spa. In a Korean spa, that's where they don't wear clothes. That's a cultural thing. And Christians own this spa. And they object, and we're now defending this spa that's being sued by the, quote, Human Rights Commission for the state of Washington. So it's a real important case about human dignity, human respect, privacy rights. Very, very important, exactly. As well as religious freedom.
Update us on the Supreme Court injunction to reopen churches in California.
Yeah, this was a major breakthrough. We went and filed an emergency injunction after we were unsuccessful at the lower court and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And we got the U.S. Supreme Court to grant an emergency injunction that told the state of California and Governor Gavin Newsom, you cannot treat churches differently. You can't say they can they can't be open, or they can only have 10 people while you're allowing others. So it was a major success just a few months ago, and it has a wonderful watershed across the country.
That's excellent. Hey, Brad, as we wrap things up here, we've got about 35 seconds left. You've got the vaccine Q&A free resource available at your website?
Oh, yes. Very empowering for employees, kids in schools. Everyone should look at that to know what their rights are. Vaccine Q&A, as well as our Legal Insider newsletter, they can sign up at pji.org. PJI.org.
Brad Dacus, the president and founder of Pacific Justice Institute, has been with us. Brad, as always, appreciate the time and look forward to doing this on a more regular basis, buddy. Okay, take care.
You too, Bill. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Godspeed, my friend.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do the letters IRS